With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Lewiston, Maine police are releasing details about a man believed to be behind several shootings tonight. Police are looking for Robert Card, saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. Law enforcement sources say he has a history of military service and is a firearms instructor and was committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this past summer. Card recently reported hearing voices. Mike Shockchuck, Maine Commissioner for Public Safety, says they may have found a vehicle used in the shooting.
A vehicle, which was a vehicle of interest in this incident, was located in Lisbon, and we are now also asking residents in Lisbon to shelter in place.
At least 22 people were reportedly shot and killed across multiple locations in the city of Lewiston, about 150 miles north of Boston. Also at SRNnews.com, after three unsuccessful attempts at confirming a speaker, House Republicans unanimously elected Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson. Final vote was 220 to 209. The new speaker addresses the American public, saying the House is ready to get back to work.
We know that there's a lot going on in our country, domestically and abroad, and we are ready to get to work again to solve those problems, and we will.
President Biden placed a cordial phone call to the new House Speaker while his campaign unloaded on Mike Johnson.
The White House says Mr. Biden called Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to congratulate him on his election and express that he looks forward to working together to find common ground on behalf of the American people. However, a separate statement from the Biden-Harris campaign had a much less conciliatory tone. It described Johnson as a Trump lackey, one of Congress's most extreme anti-abortion politicians, and one of the most forceful election deniers in the House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. With Election Day around the corner and a presidential vote just a year away, activists are trying to get believers to the polls.
Truly, there's not much difference between people that call themselves born-again Christians and the general public when it comes to our voting patterns. Many of the church is not still registered to vote. Many of them are still not showing up.
Bunny Pounds is president of Christians Engaged.
We need to take the church past just thinking about presidential elections. Primaries are where the decisions are really made in many of the congressional districts. Our local elections and our school boards are so important. And frankly, we've just got elections happening all the time, special elections that could decide a court or decide a community's involvement.
Pounds is helping organize a Christian voter conference called Wake Up 2023. Details can be found at ChristiansEngaged.org. This is SRN News. A cruise operator that failed to cancel a voyage from Sydney that led to a COVID outbreak has been ruled negligent in an Australian class action lawsuit.
The Ruby Princess Ocean Liner left Sydney on March 8, 2020 for a 13-day cruise to New Zealand, but returned in 11 days as Australia's borders were closing. More than 660 of the 2,671 passengers were infected and 28 died. The judge ruled Carnival was negligent under Australian consumer law. He noted Carnival already had outbreaks on two earlier cruises.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Several Northern California district attorneys will receive funding to fight back against organized retail crime. 13 counties will be getting state funding. Smash and grabs have increased in frequency with groups of people bombarding retail stores for high-end goods. Some DAs plan to dedicate money to hiring more prosecutors. More details at SRNnews.com.